96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
And our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on West Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
Make sure your equipment is ready to run by letting a John Deere certified technician at Prairie Land Partners inspect it. Their power inspection program is going on now, giving you peace of mind that your equipment will be ready when you need it. From mowers, gators, skid steers, and compact tractors to large ag equipment, Prairie Land Partners technicians are there to keep your equipment up and running. Call, stop by, or visit PrairieLandPartners.com to schedule your equipment.
Prairie Land Partners.
KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Monday morning, the 20th of November. Rain falling right now, 45 degrees, closing in on an inch total since the rain began yesterday morning. Just under a tenth here so far today in the KBOE rain gauge. And we're pleased to be joined this morning on our primetime newsmaker via the KBOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Pastor Neil Taylor of the Emporia Church of Christ. Their annual free community Thanksgiving meal coming up Thanksgiving morning. Pastor Taylor, good morning. How are you?
Doing good. How are you all doing this morning?
Hey, we're doing all right here so far. So Thanksgiving, obviously, just a few days away. How deep into the final preparations are you right now?
We are quite deep into the final preparations. There is a lot that is happening here over the next 3 days before Thursday morning, and then a lot takes place Thursday morning, too, but we are pretty much having moving parts going nonstop for the next 3 days straight to make this happen.
I bet you do. Well, let's talk turkey. How many turkeys will you have?
Oh, goodness. I don't remember the exact number. I know it's, I think, close to 20 turkeys. Like I say, yeah. So it's right around 400 pounds of turkey is what I know. That much I do know because we got a bunch of big, large 20 to 25-pound turkeys, and I think it's right around 400 pounds of turkey.
Goodness, that's a lot. What else is going to be on the spread, if you want to call it that, here for Thursday morning?
Oh, we got the stuffing, of course. We got a lot of the usuals. There will be the vegetables. Of course, we'll have some pumpkin pie, rolls, all your typical Thanksgiving goodies that folks traditionally enjoy. We'll make sure that we have them there that morning as part of the meal.
Pastor Neil Taylor, the Emporia Church of Christ, their annual free community Thanksgiving meal coming up Thanksgiving. Well, when will the doors open, Pastor?
Doors, we start serving at 11, but, doors open a little bit earlier. It's going to be a little bit chilly that morning, so we don't want folks having to wait outside. And so usually we see kind of people starting to arrive about 15 minutes before that, and we'll gladly let them line up and get ready inside. And if we're ready to start serving, which sometimes we are, we have started, I think, serving occasionally a little early, but usually we start serving meals right at 11 o'clock.
Good stuff, good stuff. Now, what are the options for people that are going to be coming in here for, or at least wanting a Thanksgiving meal? Are we going to do straight at the church itself? Going to be pickup, delivery? How is that going to work out?
Well, folks, of course, can come and join us for the meal. That's first place and the easiest way. But I get it. Some folks want to take their meal home. Maybe they have a big family. Maybe getting all the kids out is difficult. I understand that because I've got two myself that are sometimes just difficult to get out. But, sometimes families got a little bit more than two kids even, and getting them all out can be a little difficult. And so if folks would prefer to grab the meal and come and get that and take that home, we have hundreds of to-go boxes that'll be there and ready for them to be able to grab so that they can come get that meal and be able to take it home and eat in the comfort of the home and maybe watch a football game or something. So we've got that option for folks as well.
So are you all set, congregation ready to go? I assume you keep the full congregation busy here.
Yeah, we keep pretty much everybody moving. I would say that this is the one thing that we do in a year that pretty much everybody in the congregation is involved in some form or fashion. Now, some folks might not be there Thursday being able to help, but they've done something, over the past few weeks or, in the coming days here to make sure this happens. This is something that everybody's kind of diving full in and finding kind of their little niche that they can help out and make sure that this is a successful thing here this Thursday.
Speaking of that, for folks who are maybe planning to attend their first Thanksgiving meal, or maybe they've used to attend and they haven't for a number of years. What's the atmosphere like here on Thursday?
I always call it just a fun-loving kind of family atmosphere, really. I mean, we're welcoming to everybody that comes in the door. I don't think I've ever not seen it happen. Usually we've got somebody right at the door greeting folks. If not a couple folks, they're at the doors welcoming people in. We want it to be a place that people feel like this is, you know, a home away from home for them. You know, if they're not able to eat with family or able to have kind of that feeling of community on Thanksgiving, we want them to have that when they come. We want them to make sure that they feel welcomed and know that they're loved and know that this is a place that not only they can get some food for their bellies, but hopefully, you know, get some food for their souls too, and you know, give them whatever it is that they're craving or needing that day. Because again, a lot of folks don't come just for the food. I'd say a lot of folks come for the sense of community and fellowship that's there that day.
Indeed, it is a Thanksgiving staple here in Emporia, the annual free community Thanksgiving meal, the Emporia Church of Christ, located at the corner of 12th and Neosho Streets. Parking, just near the church there?
Yeah, the church parking lot will be completely open. We make sure that we don't, as members and servers, use any of the parking there. So church parking lot will be completely open. There's also parking that you can park down on Neosho Street. Okay. It is a one-way street, so folks, make sure if you do park on Neosho that you park on the left side. And then in years past, too, there's the Tri-Sig sorority house that's across the street, and they've been gracious enough since they're all gone for the holiday to allow us usually to park in their parking lot. And so, again, that's kind of overflow if needed. More often than not, we don't seem to really dip into much of the overflow, but we've got options there in the neighborhood for folks to be able to park if they need to.
I remember asking this a couple of weeks ago. Are you needing any outside volunteer help at this point in time, or you got pretty much everything, every aspect of this covered for Thursday?
I was going to say, at this point now, we have it all covered. We didn't there a few weeks ago, but we've had some folks reach out, and we are covered. I don't think there's a area right now that we're sitting wondering how we're going to handle it. We got everything covered here at this point, so we're ready to go. We're just waiting for Thursday morning to get here.
Hey, Pastor, I wanted to ask you this, because you mentioned here about not only feeding the belly, but feeding the soul here for those that are coming in. How does this maybe regenerate you and your congregation here getting into the holiday period, you know, with this particular event? I know it's a lot of work, but how does this maybe get you and your congregation members into the holiday spirit?
You know, when I look at how this at least gets me, and I would say it probably is the same for at least a majority of our congregations, it's the taking focus off ourselves. Like, we don't do this for ourselves. We don't do this for recognition. I mean, I know that in our small community, people know that this happens. But really, we're doing this, you know, putting the focus on others. We're doing this to kind of do what the holiday season is really meant to be all about. And so we take this time to, you know, put the focus on those within our community that, again, have any kind of need. And it's kind of a nice kickoff, at least for me and I think a lot of other families, so that we can start to maybe refocus where our lives should be focused. Because so often, I would say, in our world, it's easy to kind of focus on self. It's easy to focus on what it is that I want to do on a given day, and to start off the holiday season by taking a day that is traditionally reserved for families and saying we're going to put our focus on serving those in the community. I think it's a great way to kick off the holiday season, putting the focus right where it needs to be, on others in front of yourself.
Indeed it is. Well, Pastor Taylor, a big thank you to you and your Emporia Church of Christ family for putting all this work into a wonderful holiday event, the Free Community Thanksgiving Meal at the Emporia Church of Christ this Thanksgiving morning, starting at 11, going until 1 at 12th and Neosho. Thank you, Pastor Taylor, for your time this morning.
Thanks, Pastor.
Thank you all for having me on. Appreciate it.
Have a great day. Yeah, Church of Christ, Pastor Neil Taylor. Free community Thanksgiving meal. Check coming up Thursday, 11 until 1, Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. And we are filling up our Thanksgiving week schedule for sure here for this week. When it comes to our morning show slate of interviews, we are full now for this week on the Newsmaker spot. And we only have really one or two that we'll have here for that will be available here for the 820 Newsmaker 2 segment as well. If you want something for next week, let us know. 620-342-1400 or email us kvue@kvue.com. Tomorrow's newsmaker will be Tyler Schmidt, Jody Brinkman, talking about the Green Machine Gala early next year to talk about the Opie Fitness Park project.
And our newsmaker brought to you this morning by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, 1 mile west of Emporia on Highway 50. Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. It is 7:32, 45 degrees and light rain. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Reynolds and Anlicker Eye Physicians and Surgeons is looking to add a full-time ophthalmic technician to their medical team.